भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। आई वाज जस्ट रिमेम्बरिंग फर्स्ट टाइम आई वेंट टू मायापुर, that was in 1976. I arrived in the evening, and then after the arati I was asked to attend the Bhagavad Gita class, and Bhakti Raghav Maharaj was giving the class, and that's the first time I heard a Bhagavad Gita class given by ISKCON devotee, and I was very, very impressed, and I was feeling as if Maharaj was giving the class just for me. Everything that he was saying as if was indicating to me. So today, after how many, over 33 years after, I was remembering that incident. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for enlightening us. And it was actually very impressive to see that a Western devotee had mastered the topic of Bhagavad Gita so expertly. Maharaj was quoting verses, and it sounded like, to me it seemed that he memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita. And so when I heard that there won't be any verse written on the board, I thought that instead of Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll speak on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means everything to us, but in this particular place, Jagannath Puri, bears a very special, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bears a very special significance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24, and he, right after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to Shantipur in the house of Advaita Acharya. For 3 days and three nights, non-stop, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, running. And Nityananda Prabhu and three other associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also were constantly running after, behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that he was going to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Lord of Yogamaya, even tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And bewildering him, he made him lose the way, lose track of the direction, and brought him to the bank of the Ganges and made him believe that he arrived in Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu pointed out that this river is Yamuna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately jumped into Yamuna, thinking that he has arrived in Vrindavan, and he wanted to have the touch of Yamuna. And then Advaita Acharya Prabhu appeared there in a boat, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very surprised to see Advaita Acharya, and then he realized that he didn't come to Vrindavan. He actually been tricked by Nityananda Prabhu to come to the bank of the Ganges in in Katwa. Sorry, Kalna. Ambika Kalna. And then Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda Prabhu of lying. Said, why did you lie to me? And you say that this is Yamuna, this is Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I never lied. Because wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So I didn't lie. And after the confluence in Prayag, after Ganga and Yamuna met, Ganga is flowing on the right hand side and Yamuna is flowing to the left hand side. So this is the left hand side of the river. This is Yamuna. This is, so in this way Nityananda Prabhu justified himself. Then they came to Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of Advaita Acharya. And Govinda was sent to inform everyone in Navadvip that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to Advaita Acharya's house in Shantipur. And the residents of Navadvip got a chance to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once again. They all were extremely heartbroken, thinking that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, they'll never be able to see him again. But by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, the residents of Navadvip got a chance to not only meet him again, but the arrangement was made that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu committed to Mother Sachi Mata that he would stay in Jagannath Puri. So then from Shantipur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled towards Jagannath Puri, and when they came to the crossing of the river in Atheranala, Nityananda Prabhu broke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas danda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so upset. He thought that everyone is taking his sannyas very lightly. Sannyas is a very serious thing. But here, the way Nityananda Prabhu is treating him, Mahaprabhu felt that they are taking his sannyas very lightly. Like, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu misdirected him and brought him to Shantipur. And now he broke his sannyas danda. Like sannyas danda for a sannyasi is his life and soul, is the symbol of his ashram. And symbol of carrying the danda means he is accepting voluntarily the punishment of forgetting Krishna. Therefore, the purpose of sannyas is to remember Krishna all the time. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very upset. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu had his reason also. Nityananda Prabhu, before breaking the danda, he addressed the danda, "My dear sir, who do you think you are? The personality who is worshipped by the entire creation, why should he carry you? Why should he carry you?" So saying, he broke his danda and threw it away in the river. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so upset that he decided that he is not going to travel with them anymore. So he ran towards Jagannath temple. And although they, other followers, followed behind him, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running so fast that they couldn't keep up with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath temple, and in Jagannath temple, seeing Jagannath, he became so overwhelmed with ecstasy, love for Jagannath, that he just made a jump from the doorway to the middle of the temple, and then he was about to rush to the altar. So the Parichas, the guards who protect the deities of Jagannath, they stopped him. And they stopped him and they wanted to even beat him with sticks, because they didn't know who he was. They thought, here is a person who is simply creating disturbance to the deity, and they're the guards of the deities, so they were protecting the deities. And at that time, fortunately, Vasudeva Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was present there. And seeing this young sannyasi and the way the Parichas were going to treat him, and they were about to beat him with the sticks, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya covered his body with his own body. And everybody knew Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he was the Sabha Pandit, the principal scholar of the assembly of the king, King Pratapruja. So everybody there knew him. So they stopped. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya noticed that there was some unusual ecstatic symptoms in the body of this personality. Generally, these symptoms are the highest ecstatic symptoms. The height of ecstasy is manifested in this form, which is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya read in the scriptures. He was a great scholar, so he knew about Ashtashatvik Vikar. And out of them, the final one is Murcha, or Stambha, fainting, which is sometimes described also as Mrityu, death. Not death, but appears to be like death. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard about it, read about it, but never seen. But for the first time in his life, he saw those ecstatic symptoms in the body of this person, this young sannyasi. And he became very moved by that. And Chaitanya, it seemed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was no life, symptom of life in his body. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just put a little cotton on his nostril, in front of his nostrils, and he saw that the cotton was moving softly. So that indicated that the breathing was still going on, but in a very, very slow way. So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arranged Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be carried to his house. And it has been described that it looked like Pipilika Gane Jano Annolo Jai Loiya. It seemed when there were so many people were carrying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it looked like a bunch of ants were carrying a piece of rice. Many of them carry, many ants, one ant cannot carry a piece of rice, many of the ants. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in this way carried Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. And in the meantime, the others came to Jagannath temple, and upon inquiring, they heard that yes, one young sannyasi started behaving like a madman, and as a result of that, they had been he fainted, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, and he took him to his house. So in the meantime, when they came, Mukunda met Gopinath Acharya. Mukunda and Gopinath Acharya were great friends. So Mukunda Datta found out that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house was not too far away from the temple, And Gopinath Acharya also accompanied them and took them to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when they came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, they found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious. And so at least they were relieved that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, he is safe. And so Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested that they go and have a darshan of Jagannath. So they went to the temple, back to the temple, had the darshan of Jagannath, and came back to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And when they came back, they found still then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious. So they started to sing Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Jadavaya Nama, Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. So when they started to do the Nam Sankirtan, gradually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also started to sing with them. And then it was arranged that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay in the house of Kashi Mishra. And so this is how Kashi Mishra was the Rajguru, the guru of King Pratap Rudra. Such arrangement was made in his house. And but Vasudeva Sarvabhauma was very concerned about it. He is the one who made all the arrangements. To speak about Vasudeva Sarvabhauma, he was also from Navadvip. His father was a great scholar, a very exalted Brahmana named Maheshwar Visharad. And he had two sons. One is Vasudev and other is Madhusudan. His Vasudev became known as Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma actually was his title. Sarvabhauma means one who has the sovereignty over the entire planet. So he was considered to be the greatest scholar of the entire earth planet at that time. Vasudev Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma actually is a title given to a king. There are the king's titles are Nripati, Shamrat, and the highest is Sarvabhauma. So similarly, the scholars also used to get their titles in this way, like Digvijayi and Sarvabhauma. So Vasudeva Sarvabhauma was considered to be the greatest scholar, and he left Navadvip to study in Mithila. Mithila was the seat of Naya Shastra. Naya, the logic, is one branch of the Sat Darshan. Purva Mimamsa, Naya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, and Uttar Mimamsa. So these are the six branches of Darshan, or Vedic philosophy. And one of them is Nai. The English word for Nai is logic, but it's not really just logic. It's something much more profound than that. So Mithila at that time was the seat of Nai Shastra. And they had the monopoly, because all the scriptures of Naya were kept in Mithila. So if anybody wanted to study Naya, he had to go to Mithila. And Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharaj. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he went to study there, and he memorized all the scriptures of Naya. In a way, he stole all the Naya scriptures in his brain. He memorized all the scriptures and he copied them and he opened a school of Naya in Navadvip. That is how Navadvip then became the place for Naya. And the Pandits of Mithila became so upset that they sent an assassin to kill Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I mean, sometimes these Brahmanas can be quite quite dangerous. Just because he took the scriptures away from there, they wanted to kill him. But the person who was sent to kill Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became so impressed by the personality of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he fell at his feet, admitted to him what actually happened, and begged forgiveness and went away from there. Later on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to Orissa and became the Sabha Pandit of King Pratap Rudra. And so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was such a great scholar that even the sannyasis from all over India used to come and study under his tutelage, Vedanta. They used to study Vedanta. Oh, this is another point. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after studying Naya in Mithila, didn't come straight back to Navadvip. He went to Benares to study Vedanta. And so then that's how he actually became so famous as the exponent of Vedanta philosophy. And it is because of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's conversion that Prakashananda Saraswati was so upset with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like, Prakashananda Saraswati was the head of the sannyasis in Benares. And when he heard that they are all proponents of Mayavad philosophy, the Vedanta those days meant based on Sharirika Bhashya of Shankaracharya. They did not consider that there is any other Bhashya or explanation of Vedanta. Or the most important consideration of Vedanta was the way Shankaracharya was presented. So whenever they studied Vedanta, it was Shankaracharya's Sharirika Bhashya or Vivartavad or Mayavad. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very impressed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was concerned because his understanding was that a sannyasi should be grave, sannyasi should be always absorbed in remembering Aham Brahmasmi, that I am Brahman, and he should be completely detached from any material activities. What to speak of this personality who is so emotional? He dances and chants, which is not befitting a sannyasi. A sannyasi shouldn't dance and chant like this, dance and sing. Because dancing and singing is an expression of emotion. But a sannyasi should be completely devoid of emotion. He should be Aham Brahmasmi. And then another thing that he considered was that he is young. At the age of 24, he took sannyas. And on top of that, he is so handsome. And then he considered that each time Jagannath accepts prasad, bhoga, as many times Jagannath eats, that many times this young sannyasi eats. So, for a young man, if he can't control his tongue, how will he control his senses? So he became very concerned about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he expressed that concern to others, but Gadadhar Pandit became very upset. Gadadhar Pandit told him that, look, don't consider him to be an ordinary person. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and even his students became very opposed to this idea. He said, how can you consider a human being to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then Gopinath Acharya gave various arguments, various scriptural evidence but they wouldn't accept. And finally, Sarvam Bhattacharya told him that the Lord is known as Trijuga. The Lord doesn't appear in the age of Kali. Therefore, he is called Trijuga. He appears only in Trijuga. Then Gopinath Acharya told him that he doesn't come and display his Leela avatar in the age of Kali. Therefore, he is considered to be Trijuga. But as a Jugavatar, he comes in all four Yugas. And this personality is the Jugavatar. And the dharma of the Kali Yuga, Yuga dharma of Kali Yuga, is Nam Sankirtan. And what he is doing is establishing that Nam Sankirtan. And he quoted the two verses from Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam. Shuvarna Varna Hemanga from Mahabharata. Shuvarna Varna Hemanga Barangas Chandanangadi Shannasa Kritchamo Shanta Nishtha Shanti Parayana. The Lord Shamsundar, assuming a molten golden complexion, Shuvarna Varna Hemanga Barangas Chandanangadi, his beautiful form will be anointed with sandalwood pest. And sannasakrit, he will accept sannas. And samo shanti, nishtha shanti parayana. Sannasakrit, samo shanti, nishtha shanti parayana. He will teach the process of shanti and nishtha. Becoming situated in shanti and nishtha himself. That is, as a sannasi, assuming sannas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come and establish the Yuga Dharma. So he pointed that, and he also quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tishak Krishnam Sangha Pangastra Parshadam Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai Jayanti. So this personality is none other than Krishna himself. Look at him. He's always chanting the holy name of Krishna himself. Krishna himself appeared chanting the holy name of Krishna all the time. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishnam, assuming a non-Krishna form. That is, assuming the molten golden form. And he will establish the Yuga Dharma. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai. And then Gopinath Acharya told him that, look, with wisdom and knowledge, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by receiving His mercy, Kripa. Ishwaren Kripalayesh Nahiko Tomate. You do not have an iota of this mercy of the Lord. Therefore, Atoev Ishwar Tattva Naparo Janite. Therefore, you cannot understand the Tattva of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, they were related to each other. Sarvam Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya were brothers-in-law. And in India, the brothers-in-law have a very sweet relationship. That means the sister's brother, the wife's brother, is called Shalak or Shala. So it is sometimes it is considered to be an abuse also. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was Gopinath Acharya's wife's brother, younger brother. Therefore, they could have this kind of sweet relationship. So they practically got into a fight over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity. So Gopinath Acharya said, Ishwarer Kripalesh Nahiko Tomate Atoev Ishwar Tattva Naparo Janite. Sarvam Bhattacharya wrote, Sarvabhoma Kahe Acharya Kaho Sabodhane Tomate Ishwar Kripa Bujhibake.
said, be careful what you're saying. How do you understand that you have received the mercy of the Lord? So in this way they had a fight, and finally Sarvam Bhattacharya told, okay, just go and inform Krishna Chaitanya to come to my house and have prasad. And he also bring his associates with him and let them come and take prasad, and after that we will discuss more. So this is how they actually stopped fighting at that time. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, and Sarvam Bhattacharya started to express his concern. And Gopinath Acharya and others, mainly Gopinath Acharya, was very, very opposed to the idea that Sarvam Bhattacharya is going to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Vedanta and try to elevate him. That was another point that Sarvam Bhattacharya was making, that when he heard that he has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati, there are dasnami sannyasis, that born Aranya, Parvat, Giri, Samudra, and one of them is Bharati. So Bharati order of sannyas is not very exalted. The Giri, Parvat, Born, Aranya, these are the high orders. Bharati is a middle order. So Sarvam Bhattacharya told Gopinath Acharya that I will educate him, and giving him new Jogapatya, I will elevate him to a higher order of sannyas. So Gopinath Acharya also is again very upset with that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very compassionate. So he told Gopinath, he is my well-wisher, so that I can maintain my sannyas properly. He is trying to make all these arrangements. Why are you getting upset about it? So yes, Sarvamama, I will study Vedanta under you, your tutelage. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and Sarvam Bhattacharya started to instruct him. For 7 days, Sarvam Bhattacharya instructed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu silently listened to his instruction, his explanation. Then on the 8th day, Sarvam Bhattacharya considered that this boy is just listening without making any question, without asking any question. Is he really understanding? So he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, do you understand what I am talking, what I am explaining? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly said that I am not very learned. I do not have the understanding of the scriptures so well. But because I am a sannyasi, I am just listening to you. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, if you don't understand, then why don't you ask? If you don't ask, how can I understand what you are not understanding? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that the sutras of Vedanta Sutra I understand perfectly, but what you are saying, that is what I don't understand. Your explanation is not clear to me. So Sarvam Bhattacharya said, in order to explain the sutra is the bhashya. I am elaborating with the bhashya simply to reveal the sutra to you. Now what do you mean? You understand the sutra, but you do not understand the bhashya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that Vedanta Sutra is clear, but what you are saying, instead of revealing the Vedanta Sutra, is covering the Vedanta Sutra, covering the sutras of the Vedanta. So Sarvam Bhattacharya never heard something like this in his whole life.
Nobody ever dared to speak to him like that. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the defect in Shankaracharya's Mayavada. And he explained that there is no fault of Shankaracharya. Sar dosh nahi teva agyakari dash, that he doesn't have any fault, because he is only the order abiding servant. But mayavad bhashya sunile hoy sarvanash, but those who hear that, they will be doomed. Shankaracharya came, he also explained that why Shankaracharya came. Mayavadam asatshastram prachanna bodham uchyate mayaiva vihitam devi kalu brahmana. Padma Purana, it has been pointed out that Lord Shiva is telling Devi Parvati that in the age of Kali, appearing as a brahmana, I will establish as asatshastra a temporary scripture called Mayavada. And then he also pointed out that the defect in Shankaracharya's presentation, that what Vasudev given is called Parinambad, Brahma Parinambad. Brahman is transformed into Jagat. But Shankaracharya presented a new concept called Vivartavad. Vivartavad, the difference between Parinambad and Vivartavad, which is actually commonly known as Mayavad, the difference is that Brahma Parinambad is like milk is turned into yogurt. Milk is real substance, yogurt is also real substance. It's a transformation. Brahma became Jagat. Brahma's Parinam is Jagat. But Shankaracharya came and presented this Vivartavad. Vivarta means it is not there, but it appears to be there. Something which is not there appears to be there. Like, for example, there is no water in the mirage. The mirage is actually dry, hot sand, but it appears to be water. There is no snake in a rope, but the rope appears to be a snake. There is no snake, but it appears to be like, and that is the Vivartavada, the theory of illusion. It's illusion. It's not there, but it appears to be there. And so this is how he pointed out Shankaracharya's mistake. Shankaracharya's presentation as being defective. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvam Bhattacharya to explain Srimad Bhagavatam to him. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just asked him to elaborate on one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Paurikrame Kurvanti Ahaitukin Bhaktin Ittham Bhuta Guna Hari. And the meaning of this verse is the Atma Ramas, those who are completely content in their spiritual identity, Atma, those who are Munayas, the thoughtful philosophers or thoughtful personalities, and they are Nirgranthas, they are free from all material bondage. Granthi means knots, and the knots of their hearts have been completely released. Vidyate hridaya granthi chiddante sarva samsaya. So Nirgrantha api, in spite of being free from material bondage, completely absorbed, completely content in their self and enjoying the spiritual bliss of their spiritual identity, spiritual existence, kurvanti ahaitukim bhakti itthaṁ bhūta guna hari, they render unalloyed devotional service to the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of unlimited qualities. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, gave 13 different explanations to the verse. And then he said, this is the limit of my understanding. He gave 13 different explanations of this verse. According to us, there is only one explanation that I gave. Just Atma Ramasya Munaya Nidran Kapti Rukhas. The personalities free from exalted saintly personalities, completely free from material bondage, and become absorbed in transcendental devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a reservoir of unlimited qualities. But Sarvam Bhattacharya has made 13 different explanations of this verse. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 64 different explanations without touching those 13 explanations that Sarvam Bhattacharya gave. Sarvam Bhattacharya was awestruck. And he realized that this explanation of this verse of Atmaram Shloka is not possible for any living entity. So he began to recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exalted position, but still there was some discontentment in his heart, that the pride that he was the greatest scholar and now he has been defeated, it was there. Now in order to remove that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the Sadbhuj form. And in this way, Sarvam Bhattacharya had a direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Sadbhuj form. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he has come to Jagannath Puri just to deliver Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya instantaneously composed 100 verses, Chaitanya Shatakam. And the first verse of that is Vairagya Vidya. The second verse actually. First verse is Kalarnashtam. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhattam Ekah Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Jastamah. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. In order to teach his own bhakti yoga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shikhattam Ekah, in order to teach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has appeared himself. Purana Purusha, Shikhattam Ekah, Purana Purusha Purana, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari, appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvam Bhattacharya naturally became a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. So this is one very important pastime. Like, people may think that, oh, it is out of our sentiment that we are considering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as nowadays so many Bhagavans are there. But the unusual thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is that many people, very exalted, very scholarly, very learned personalities, initially did not accept him as God. But then they became his devotees. Then they accepted him. Sarvam Bhattacharya is there, Prakashananda Saraswati is there, King Pratap Rudra is there. These are all the very clear indications that how, although at the beginning they did not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rather they were opposed to him, they were against him. They objected that it's only some sentimental claim. Yes, he is just an ordinary human being. At the most, he is a great personality, no doubt about that. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani, Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepted as the Supreme Personality of God. Then one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu early in the morning went to Jagannath temple with his devotees and to see the Jagannaths wake up. When the temple opens and Jagannath wakes up, then they brush his teeth, they put perfumed oils in his body, and then they bathe him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was watching from the Garuda Stambha, standing by the Garuda Stambha. And then after the arati, the pujari came with the prasadi mala of Anchandan and offered it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave some Jagannath prasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the prasad, tied it up on his uttariya, and he ran. Actually, when Mahaprabhu used to run, nobody could catch him. Nobody could catch up to him. So Mahaprabhu ran, but everyone saw that he was not going towards Kashi Mishra's house. He was going to some other direction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually ran and came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. He was still sleeping. He woke him up and he told him, "Sarvabhauma, I went to the Jagannath temple and I brought some Mahaprasad for you." And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Oh, please give me." And he took it, and without even brushing his teeth, without, like an exalted Brahmana like him, would never eat, never even drink water without doing his morning rituals, like brushing teeth, taking bath, worshipping deities, chanting Gayatri. Then only they would drink water. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just took Mahaprasad straight away without even brushing his teeth. It's completely unusual for an exalted Brahmana like. It's inconceivable. Such a behavior is inconceivable for a person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma, "You just ate the Mahaprasad like that without brushing your teeth?" Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya actually quoted a verse from Padma Purana again. He says, "Suskam parjushitam bapi nitam badura deshaka prapto matrena prapti matrena bhoktabham natra kala vichanam." Like Mahaprasad, whether it is dry, whether it is stale, whether it is brought from a distant place, duradeshatam, as soon as one gets it, must honor it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the meantime Gopinath Acharya arrived there, and they started to dance that Sarvabhauma has been delivered. Now he has developed faith not only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he also developed the faith on Mahaprasad, which is a further development. Like, you first develop your faith in the Lord and then you develop faith in Mahaprasad. So when you develop the faith in Mahaprasad, that means you have already developed your faith and became a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I thought, since we are in Jagannath Puri, we'll just recall this wonderful pastime of Sri Chaitanya. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any comment or question? Ekalavya Prabhu.
Thank you, sir. Very wonderful pastime. I should tell us all back to the days of Lord Chaitanya and Puri.
I think this, by the time he brings it.
Thank you for wonderful class, Maharaj. You brought us all back to the days of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and here for you, delivering Sarvabhauma from Acharya. By hearing these pastimes, hopefully, we'll also become delivered. Maharaj, my question is that, who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Krishna Lila? What is his position and his relationship with Mahaprabhu? And why is it that Lord Chaitanya, he gave so much energy in order to deliver Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He gave him so much association, he brought him prasadam. It was a tremendous endeavor. He gave him special mercy, there was a darshan. And what can we learn as preachers in order to give this mercy to others?
Yeah. Thank you. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he appeared as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sangopangastra Parshada, like he came along with his associates and entourage. So these are his entourage, and he claimed them, like they were born at different places, and Mahaprabhu brought them together. Like Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu appeared, all his associates, some were born in Navadvip, some were born in various other places. Like many of them were born in East Bengal. Of course, that day, that time, too, there was no East Bengal, West Bengal, two different countries. It's one Bengal, but it was a distant place. The culture was very different from the West Bengal. Even the language is very, very different. Like many of them came from Chattogram, like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And there, although they speak Bengali, but even I don't understand when I hear that language, being a Bengali. Then many others were born in South India, many were born in Orissa, many of Mahaprabhu's associates appeared in Orissa. Then Keshav Kashmiri were born in Kashmir. He is Sukadev Goswami, Keshav Kashmiri. No, I'm sorry. No, Keshav Kashmir is not Sukadev Goswami. Ballavacharya is Sukadev Goswami. So these are all Mahaprabhu's associates from Krishna Leela, and they came and performed their pastimes. And that's why Mahaprabhu, when they came, Mahaprabhu was extremely ecstatic and was happy to spend his time with them. Thank you. Gaur Premanande Hari Srila Prabhupada Ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Samabeto Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanande.